Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, and everybody should get involved. Hello, I'm Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is Camino Organic OK.
Hello, this is Camino Organic OK.
And you're listening to the show, Camino Organic OK. It's 7:30 on the dot.
The show is brought by Camino Organic OK, an entrepreneur, a mogul, who's actually sort of doing big things throughout the community with the environment. Please. Get involved on this. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Now, okay. You know what's funny?
What?
It's funny because it sounds like you just making it. It sounds like, what are you talking about? I never heard of this guy before. What is he doing that's so special? I mean, he's having anything, like, because, you know, people got to give you stats. You know what I mean? Like, you know, to fit in their, you know, in their, you know, perspective, what have you done? You know, because everybody, you know, think about how many people that's considered super famous at some point in time that people didn't, that some people didn't know them, right? And they blow it up, right? And you can say, wow, I didn't know this person did all this, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so it sounds like a joke. Like, who really believes that I did anything? Like, I never heard this guy before. Who is this guy? He's talking about he did this and this. What did he do? He helped one street. He helped one street on a block, and he's thinking that he's like this guy that's doing all these things.
Okay, let me give them an idea. Okay, this is a guy right here. This guy has basically gone all throughout areas of the globe and has cleaned up the community, picked up garbage, helped things, you know, helped, basically contributed to the system. A lot of ways. And he's had a whole bunch of he's had something of a merry band that helped him do it. I mean, there's another show on this program, him and this comedian, this able-bodied guy, they've been basically going around and doing all kinds of helping towards the community. And, you know, some are basically going to stop and ask, well, wait a minute, is this for real? How do I know this guy? How come I haven't heard about him before? We've heard about him now. And you know what? Get involved. Get in the middle of us. Okay, so give them a sampling and idea about what you've done, what you've been going around doing. Go ahead, tell them.
Yeah. Man, how can I I tell you this, though? I'll tell you this. I can't even speak on it because I look at it in a way that all the people before my time have contributed and really pit this kind of, space of greatness and pitting it in a way where you can look back and be desired in the creativity that they are carrying with your desires, right? So look at this. Check this out. Why is the show, you know, as I'm talking, like, why am I, you know, contributing this conversation? Why am I carrying this conversation for people to want to be a part of this? Why should I even talk to this guy? You know, my local community, I volunteer, and, you know, I got people that I look up to, and I feel like I connect to them and identify with them a lot more than you. You call yourself comedian organic? Why should I care? You know, what are you doing that I should be fueled to share your conversation? What are you really doing? Like, I don't see anything so special about you, what you're talking about. See, what I'm saying to you is look into your desires, aware of the reflection. And as you look into your desires, aware of the reflection, I just want you to measure the distance that you have been traveling to create something. And I want you to say, as you looking into yourself and looking into the ability, you say, hey, I'm young, you know, because sometimes you got these narratives of people that are young because you don't know how old someone is when you're talking to them, right, or that they're listening, right? So it's a space where a person might say, I'm young and I contribute a lot. You know, I'm not old as you and I've did a lot more now I think you would do at a certain point in time, right? My thing is, in a creative space that my mind is traveling and understanding how I'm connecting the concept of this project and how it's evolving on, you know, so many different levels. It's one of the things that I always seem to come across. And I was like, I wanted to not just be a part of just saying I care about people and how the actual communities, you know, come together and how these ideas, just the harvest of this appetite, you know. When you come across, my God, another level harvest in the actual process that they had to go through to get the next level, then you appreciate that. And, you know, and maybe you won't be the one to appreciate the level that I'm covering. But I can tell you this, as the levels that I came across, I appreciate a lot of people as I came across that path, as I come across that journey, you know, because this is organic. My experience is supposed to be organic, not cross-contamination, to actually fuel your experience that is going to kill my experience. Does that make any sense? If I'm going through the journey to approve the actual life elements that you call success, or, you know, you're connecting with people and images that you define as important, then I'm already cross-contaminated from the journey and what I've been doing. Make sense?
Dang.
So, dude?
Okay, what I was gonna say was that I think everybody out there, everybody can contribute. The question is, are you? I know some of you may be going out of your way to, you know, you make a little bit more of an effort to recycle. I think every place is really in that. But also, I mean, you want to talk about community, whatever. Then ask themselves, what are you doing to make sure that you're living in a nice community? Ask yourself that right now.
They hadn't even thought about, hey, this guy right here, talk dude. This guy right here, just, he's beating the odds. He's beating what the actual perspective or what the vision have been, journey to actually perceive and expectation of what him as he's feeling his emotions and seeing the altitude. He's going so farther than what he's actually thinking that his ability is. And he's covering this time and where people are truly seeing someone that's in the voice of where their vision and conversation have someone is nurturing. The perspective of where you're carrying this actual organic of a new space and a new place where people can create from a place of business. This guy right here, Talk Dude, he have Tourette's, he have scoliosis, he have Asperger's, and his life for what will have gave him in their ability to see him, he had to re-architect that. You know what it takes to deal with society and rebirthing the connection that they have to understand at the levels that they have been researching? He's coming through all this research that people have spent a lifetime of trying to dissect the level and give that, you know, this kind of like, they're trying to make the disability of what he's thinking, it's the most, you know, it's you know, disability discriminated, you know, at another level. Because if I want to own that, right, it's not set for the people of the condition to get that, right? It's more of the politics behind that to actually screen you out and give you a kind of like a little capsule, you know, a pre, they call it, you know, pre-timer of what they don't give you. It lessen out what you're supposed to have. They're not giving you the maximum amount of what you're capable of doing so you can reach people beyond what they have. No. It's screening you. So when you carry in this ability that I'm saying, there's no reason for you to sit here and be on eggshells about something that you're doing is beyond what they have found. Why are you on eggshells? You come into space. You know, there's no reason to even be stepping on eggshells, man.
But I don't mean to step on eggshells. I don't want to tiptoe around. But the thing, okay, here's the thing. There were some times when I personally tried to do something for the community. I tried to help out, and I got in trouble. I got ostracized. I got threatened at one point. I'm trying to help out. This is why more people don't. That's one of the reasons more people don't help out. One of the reasons is that
small scale, bro. You're dealing at a small scale, and when you deal with a small scale, you know what a small scale is. A small scale is, it's like having a small space, and you're too big for the spaces you're in. The more you try to mold into the space, the more you damage the space because you're beyond that, right? That's what I'm saying. Once you understand that, bro, you're doing something beyond that. Why would you sit in the pocket where this thing is sitting there cutting you and amputating your actual ability? It's not there for it's there to paint the narrative for you to be short in the overcoming the obstacle. So you can be set there left in the lobby so they can use you. It's kind of like they want to dissect you so you won't carry on that ability. That's what I'm going to tell you. Like, this is the wrong time to sit there and try to be like, I can't. No, this is the wrong time now, man. You're too important to the change, being organic, to sit here and not speak how you really feel. You spent years and years, people, monitoring how you should feel. And now this is a time where you can truly feel the way you truly, truly feel, your instinct, in your desires, in your ideas, where you're happy, where your dreams can follow your dreams. Isn't that something? Imagine your dreams coming to you for good instructions. Imagine people coming to you to, you know, navigate the ability and how to come about changing people because you truly see that. And that's a happiness that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about something that you're not happy. I'm talking about somewhere you can be happy and truly not come on a show. I want you, when you inspire somebody, stop talking to them like they don't get your actual life. Stop talking to them like they don't understand you. You talk to them like they someone with them. Talk to people how you truly think. And you won't have the actual problem that you have with people. It's, you want to sit there and hide. You know, you'll hear people truly like, listen to this. Everybody, let's see what time we got here. Now talk to them. What time of time we got right now?
It's 7:42. I was waiting until, look, it was 7:45, you know, 15 minutes after the half hour.
You don't have to say all that, bro. We know it just happened every day. You know, you're supposed to get in the habit of understanding how that works. You don't have to say that. We already know that. It's, you know, anyway, what I'm saying is you're here a space where great people, you know, become more wise and more connected, and people that look like they're great people slide down because when they get the opportunity to really help people that they do, they create cross contamination. It's like, oh, you're exceptionally, you know, attractive, and you have the opportunity now to give people another understanding because people are so vulnerable. You want to keep this kind of propaganda and bias infrastructure in place where people never see healthy relationships with the counter beauty. It's like beauty got to be like, I got to sit here, suffocate happiness. I got to suffocate beauty. I got to sit here and be on a show of beauty. And you'll find out people that you really identify with, they can be just as beautiful or more beautiful than you ever can imagine. And you don't have to feel like you have to monitor what you say. But the people that don't truly have the level of growth, they always cut you. They always will be termites to your growth. Even when you're not meaning to do harmful things, they always find a way to make you do more and more that's not helpful, right? When you're eating and you're healthy, do you feel healthy? Have you ever seen somebody the most healthiest in their life, just the most healthiest? Healthy. I ain't talking about unhealthy and pretend to be healthy. Come on. Really healthy, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and wealthy in the action, wealthy in it, and you know what they get. This is something, right? Now, think about your life. When you was the most happiest and you ever been, was that something organic, or was it something that was cross contaminated? Think about that.
Yeah. So I was a little stunned there for a second.
Think about that. Why are we wasting time on cross-contaminated, polluted things that it's not helping us become better. See, I learned very long time ago. I seen happiness didn't actually pass me up. Happiness that I seen that was a part of my vision, it always seen the connection to connect. See, when people go out their way to disconnect intentionally and they own this is something that they realize that they will fall into a less connecting moment to develop the wealth inside of connecting with people. Right? You can see 10 people say, wow, she's so attractive, right? And you're like, wow. And guess what she do? She just run over you, don't have respect for what you're talking about. Don't understand, make you feel like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Then guess what you have? Guess what the universe would do to you?
It'll set back and allow you to think for a moment. It'll set back and let you think for a moment. Just think and just stretch your soul. It will let you sit and stretch your soul. So, okay, we got it going right now because this situation is an emergency. It come in, and as it's coming in, it's changing your spirit. It's changing things, and you just feel this kind of vulnerable space, and it come in and start talking to you from where you need to be leveled, where you need to be lifted, where you need to be connected, where your spirit of caring, and it'll get all up in there, and guess what? You turn around and you say, what is this? And there's light and there's glow within this. And you see the connective love talking to you. Just as you talking, as you was talking, guess what happened? Love would start talking to you with a conversation that you was talking. That's what you think? That's crazy. Love would start talking to you in greatness and love and beauty would start talking to you as the way you was talking. And you say, what? And you look over and say, man, for real, I feel like I'm talking to another part of my love and it's reflecting. And you look over, and that love and that beauty be more beautiful. And guess what? You got to be careful because you can get sedated of being so connected with great love that you start neglecting other people. As long as you keep it organic and appreciate, you will see the other person and see things about them, and you'll be able to recognize that and appreciate the love you get. That's what happens. We have to be careful on how we get these things in our community. Is different community tasks that we have to work on. And work on community tasks, it's something, and you see somebody connect to you, and you know, it don't have to be emergency done at the moment. You can tell that they're committed, and it's not going to be something that they're going to waste. You let somebody rush and do things right away, and you don't see nothing being accomplished. Isn't that something? How somebody can rush to do something, and nothing is being accomplished that you need to have done?
Yes, absolutely. It's 7:48 here on the program, Comedian Organic OK. Please call and let us know what you think. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, here's the thing. We talk a lot about the contamination of the community. I mean, I can name cities that basically we've looked around. I remember them being a lot worse, but nowadays people are making more of an effort to get back to communities and help out to make them especially sparkle, especially with this horrible economic downturn that's taking place.
You know what? That's a great thing. That's a perfect thing. We can spend their time on picking up a piece of garbage or just painting something. Then the community just look a little bit nicer. We've got something that needs to be done about all the garbage and all the trash. And the poor parts of the community, the whole city looks kind of dilapidated. You ever actually literally cross the track and notice the whole town? Everything just seems to go to hell. Just literally, you get to a part where there's garbage everywhere, and I mean everywhere. It's ugly. It's grimy. It's not nice. And there's people who have love for those, for their hometown pride. And they all look out for each other, people in the neighborhood.
But you know what? The neighborhood could use a little bit of spit and polish. The question is, who's going to do it? I encourage every single one of you out there to do something a little bit. Sit down and think for a moment where you can help your community. Make it better. Don't keep basically relying on somebody else to do this. See, this is the problem. Everybody sits, everybody's thinking, I'm too busy. I'm sure they have people who are supposed to do this, who are paid to do this.
In certain places, they don't.
You know what? One of the things, too, that aggravate people is you already had somebody come in and give you advice, and you could tell the person give you advice. The advice did not work for them. See, that's a thing, too. Your advice, is it working for you? Some people want to know that. Like, is advice working for you that you're talking about? You need, see, everything. See, sometimes the things I'm telling you, bro, is this is actual approach. It's an approach that you actually commit to saying to somebody, right? Like, somebody that don't know you, that you may talk to them disrespectful, and they're so committed to you and seeing you be healthy. When you ain't around them and they come back around you again, most of the time, you're going to know this is a different type of person because they're committed beyond what you have been accustomed to seeing and being around. And when they actually connect you to what you are and then what you actually capable of doing, they're going to reach your thoughts and push your elevation of exercising and being connected. They're going to be your personal, emotional, and, you know, training you to see things that you have not been necessarily, you know. And that's what I'm explaining to you, bro. It's like, when you teach somebody or you've been committed, are you just giving people just like, I'm just going to be lazy. Like, you're telling people stuff like you're bored. This stuff don't sound motivating. It sounds boring. Somebody's, all right, come here, take this, here. Okay, do this. Come on, here. Hey, come on.
Are you talking about me specifically? Are you talking about my delivery?
Short attention span, man. And I'm saying what you're saying to them is like, I don't feel like you're committed to what you're saying in a way that someone that says this, says somebody who's depressed. Someone says that, but somebody wanted to kill, they said suicidal. Could you talk to somebody suicidal that way, or they'd be like, man, I'm going to kill myself. Oh! Like, that's it. Because you got to connect. Sometimes the delivery that you're using is not potent. It's like, if somebody said, can I get a cup of water? And the water is lukewarm. Is that cold?
Okay, fine. You're getting a little more motivated here. But yeah. Okay, my turn. Good people.
No turn.
What did you say?
I said no turn.
I'm not allowed to speak? It's a radio show.
I said no turn. You said your turn. I said no turn. Keep going, man.
Okay.
Is it a comedy show or is this some kind of detention?
I believe this show is basically supposed to be about what you can do for the community, how to basically make it alive again.
Okay. Talk to them. They try to
make it alive for once. Everywhere out there, I've seen basically bad, poor, impoverished neighborhoods, a little bit of spice, who basically dirty and destitute, and the people who lived around there were trying to mess them up worse. You know, they'd break bottles, throw gardeners, whatever, dirtying up the place even more.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to someone that needs some positivity, or are you talking to the bored person that is annoyed by the community and complaining and calling all these people to lock people up because these people are hanging out in front of my property and bringing out a property down. They just littering everywhere. And then that person is going around and, you know, there's a lot of people around that use the system to be, you know, even more biased and, you know, and they're not necessarily helping. They say they're helping, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of people that's not even directly from the communities that's putting more effort and more financial volunteer to the city than people that stay in the city, and they just think that's just stay money. They didn't realize what that money is really paying for. They find out that money have been expired a long time ago. Some people donate a lot of money to certain communities, and they don't stay in that community. And people donate, oh, I'm going to go over here and donate to this community, I'm going to donate this. And people think it's just them, I stay in the city and I donate. No, it's not just you. It's some people that donate more money to your city than you do, and you stay there. And you could be from that city. See what I'm saying? So I'm saying, when you're talking to people about dirty and trash and things like that, bro, they're listening to you on a different level. And you being, come on now, you got Tourette's and Asperger's. And you know what people see about people that's attractive and educated, that care, and think they see the intensity. Even if they ain't talking a lot, people say, oh, man, this person's intense. They love. They really care. They're really involved. But you're talking like somebody that, I don't know if my parents to come home. I can't leave the house. I don't know if I can help, really. I'm like, not sure. Can I get a cup of water? I'm not sure if I can do anything. Someone help me. Are you talking with unsure tactics? You're out of position to talk to people that necessarily may not even listen to you before.
Okay, this show is basically about helping the community, is it not? It's about going out there.
Do you realize they don't realize you listen to yourself? You're not talking to people based in just your city or your town or your state. You be talking to somebody from another country. Are you realize how big your words could be to somebody's life?
There are places all over where
you're talking so narrow-minded. You're talking so narrow-minded. So, yeah, we know it's trash everywhere, bro. Come on now. A lot of trash everywhere, bro. But it's a lot of people broken. And this is, you know, it's a reflection of a lot of people's emotional devastation. Yeah, I realize that. Imagine having a house for 28 years, 33 years, and then now you ain't got no money or no job. You know, it's a lot of things that people had in place. You know, their parents and things, some people invested, had money. And so things was kind of operating on the cruise control. And now some people don't have that kind of protection, you know. And then there's other things in place, you know, as far as the COVID-19, people have been doing well. They lost their jobs. But we can't just be talking to depressed people. There's no sad stuff out here. We got to talk positive in a way that's organically uplifting people for something that they're like, man, I needed that. You know what I mean? And I was going to say to you, bro, for someone to have many elements as you, you don't sound too positive for someone. You sound like somebody that's giving the least kind of, you know, it's like, look at this.
Hey, look, I want to be a contributor. I want to be a guy who's basically telling everybody to wake up.
Don't be the boring guy to lecture people either. You're a boring guy to lecturing. People are like, what the hell are you? What have you done for me? See?
Well, I want to say, look, I haven't quite been, you know, like a lot of the other people that you had help clean up the community. I want to do that myself when I get home. No, not straight home. I want to do something. I mean, to make your community just a little bit better.
How you think on a big scale is sometimes things that you do on the ground, so it leads up to being on the table. You know, so you do certain things, you invest certain things, but you try to say a lot to come across like you're doing everything, and that becomes like doing nothing at a point. You understand it? It would probably say, when I get $1 million, when I win the lottery, I'm going to give you something nice. I'm going to buy you a car. Think about how long would the average person have to wait for that, if they was waiting on that? And you think about you a star. Hey, man, hey, I'm going to play the lottery, bro, and I'm going to win. Think about how long, if you were starving to death, how long would you have to wait for someone to give you something? That's a long time for the average person, wouldn't that be?
Indefinitely. But
so when you're talking, you sound like that. You sound like that. And it's like, what? Do you realize he got more power than he's giving himself credit? This could mean the organic okay you've been listening to.
Organic okay and talk to here on the program, Comedian Organic Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you, Talk Dude. You take care. And we'll be, you know, tell them what we got coming on next.
Well, let's see. Maybe next week.
Tomorrow, Saturday, we have a show. It's called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. The show come on at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow.
I'll be there.
February 13th. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Stop asking things that you know. Every show, you got to do that.
Okay. All right.
Everybody, good night. Bye.
Good night.